Welcome to the Sensual South, where we talk about the life of a highly sexual couple. Explore thoughts, fantasies, and experiences. If you're under 18, this podcast is not for you. We are not doctors or therapists. Everything we talk about is from our own perspective, and your experiences may be different.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sensual South. I'm Ken.
And I'm Charlie.
And we have a very special episode tonight. We're going to do something different.
Very different.
Well, two ways.
Well, this is something that we've been wanting to do, and we finally get a chance to do it.
Right. We're going to do listener questions. But more than that, this is actually going to be broadcast live on our Discord channel, our Discord server, rather, for the first time.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. So, guys, in the future, if you join our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, either one of those, we'll announce when we're going live. And you'll get a chance to join our Discord server. You can log in and listen to the show live and actually participate. We've been getting requests for that for more interaction. So this is one of the ways that we're going to do that. In the future, the ability to do this will be tied to Patreon. We've decided that that's the way that we're going to go. OnlyFans is too flaky. Patreon seems to be the better way to allow you guys to get content that most of the time you wouldn't. That's going to include bonus shows, which I really like the idea of, explicit content that you probably won't get anywhere else, and of course, access to certain levels of certain things inside of our Discord server. Including the live show. And one of the things I think is going to be nice about having the live show on Discord is it gives you the chance to participate. From the very beginning, Charlie and I have envisioned Sensual South as a community and more community-based outreach, help, improvement, and interactions.
Friends.
Yeah, people helping people, yeah, right? Because sometimes we all get in this lifestyle and we feel a bit lost. And so we've always envisioned that something like this in a greater community would be how we would help people. So this is our way of doing it. Now, again, as always, we're open to ideas and suggestions and things like that. So please reach out and tell us. But if you don't catch the live show, you'll still get it in the normal podcast places. Again, this is just kind of a special thing that eventually will just be for paid members. But for right now, it's open to everybody, give you a chance to jump in and participate and ask questions and things like that.
And I'm going to butt in.
Yeah.
We're looking at Discord right now, so if you get in there and ask questions, we'll answer them.
Yep, we're looking now. So, and we'll actually probably set up a separate chat channel just for it, just so people can pre-ask questions and things like that. We'll talk about that and figure that out as we go. Yeah, we're evolving the channel. Like, I did something kind of silly on it. I added a bot that does nothing but take the Reddit Alabama and Tennessee swingers subreddits and post them. And then we added another one for like Gone Wild type things, right? So we took Alabama. We're going to add Georgia. I got to add the rest of them in, but we're going to add all the kind of southern states, kind of swinger-esque Gone Wild site. So you'll get be almost getting live nudes all the time from Reddit.
Well, I was gonna say, what was that state? Virginia, right?
With the
yeah.
So we'll do that too. So let's go ahead and jump into tonight's topic here, and that's listener questions. Now, we get these questions from various places, but some of these came in over email, some of these came in over private message on Reddit and Discord and things like that. So we'll just take them one at a time. And we've never done this before, so we're going to stumble a bit. So laugh at us. But we'll make it through it, and we'll see how this turns out. So, Charlie, why don't you take number one? Let you start out, since you're the most popular.
I'm not the most popular.
You are, too. With me, you are.
I'm your number one fan, too, so that makes us even. All right. Number one says, Dear Sensual South, what made you guys decide to get into the lifestyle?
I think we covered this a little bit, but let's since this was asked, let's dive into it. Let's talk about that one.
My husband said if I wanted to marry him, I had to go into lifestyle.
That is not what happened. totally not what happened. In no way.
I'm just kidding, guys.
So I think we both came at it from almost the same area. We were in a previous marriage, and that marriage was not very sexually fulfilling. And not we knew all. That there was more.
Right.
And we wanted to explore more. And we were both, well, at least for me, I'll let you speak for you, but I was really sexually frustrated. Driven. Oh. Frustrated. And I have a high sex drive. So, you know, if you listen to Charlie, we have sex 3 times a day. So neither one of us are lacking in sex drive. But I think that kind of, as we were getting together, kind of led us to the discovery of the lifestyle. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, I was, like you, I was married to somebody who didn't have to have sex.
Right.
Right.
In fact, you tell the joke on your honeymoon that, like, he wanted to go fishing.
He did. He did go fishing. He told me that I could wait.
You didn't have to have sex that much.
And I was 17. If you think I'm sexual now, picture me back then, you know? I
mean, right.
It's like, but yeah, definitely. He wanted to go fishing. He didn't want to have sex. I'm like, okay. You know? And that's the way it was.
And so we got together, and I think we both kind of sensed that the one was open to more. And I think I was kind of the asshole that said, hey, listen, I just want to let you know I can't be with just one woman for the rest of my life. And you were like, good, neither can I. So,
and I haven't been with many women.
So that was, you know, that was kind of our impetus, right? That's how we started. That was how we got into it. This is a good question, though. I mean, I think the way a lot of couples get into it is different.
I do. I think a lot of times it's brought in by one person. Well, mm-hmm. You may have been the asshole who said it first.
Right.
Right. But I'm just kidding. But
I am the asshole normally.
You know, it's something that we both really agreed on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, and seriously, I was kidding around, but we did talk about this before we got married. You know, that even though we're getting married does not mean we're going to stop the lifestyle. Right.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those, it was almost like we were learning each other and getting into the lifestyle at the same time. It kind of made it interesting, right? I think one of the things that we've been complimented on many times by many, many people is that no matter how long we've been married, we act like newlyweds. Yeah. But I think that the lifestyle plays a little bit into that, right? Because we are like newlyweds constantly playing and discovering. So it's fun, right? And we try to keep it that way. Front and fresh is how we try to keep our marriage.
19 years and still figuring it out.
And still figuring it out. Oh, my God.
Hey, sex 3 times a day?
I can't complain. I'm not.
You know?
Like,
sometimes more.
Sometimes more. Today will probably be more.
It's already been 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, here we go.
All right, honey. You take another one.
All right. Do you ever worry about getting jealous? Do I ever? So I think that what they're asking is, do you worry about me getting jealous of your playtime, and do I worry about you getting jealous of my playtime? Yes and no, I think is my honest answer. I think I'm always concerned that Charlie feels included in some way. I want her to, even if she's not there, I want her to feel when we get back together, like she was a part of it somehow. And I think that we do a really good job of trying to keep each other connected in that way. So I do, there is a concern, but I'm not concerned that she thinks another girl is going to take me because she knows that that's not going to happen.
Nope.
How many other women could have sex 3 times a day? No, I'm just kidding. There's nothing better than my wife. So to even think about another woman in that aspect is just not, it's not going to happen. It doesn't happen to me. So, Charlie, what's your take on that one?
I don't worry about getting jealous. I'm not going to lie, at first, because we were still in a new stage of our relationship too. I wouldn't call it jealousy, but it was concerned, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't last very long, you know, because I know that I knew even back then that, you know, we're soulmates. It may be our second marriage, but we're, you know, we're together no matter what. I do, though, like you. Matter of fact, I think we kind of discussed this the other day, mm-hmm. is even if I'm having my playtime without you, I have to know you're enjoying it in some way. Mm-hmm. Right? You will enjoy it in some way.
Right.
Some things that I do, I like to take pictures or video or even mm-hmm. FaceTime, you know.
Right.
So, no, I don't worry about it at all. You're mine. Right. And, no, I don't worry about it at all.
So, I would tell you that if you are contemplating the lifestyle and that is a concern, that open lines of communication and talk about desires and fantasies will help. So, if your desire is to see your wife with another man and it's not going to make you jealous, it's going to turn you on and you want to hear all the details, all of them, communicate, talk, and it may take a long time, but just don't close down the lines of communication. I would say vice versa is true.
Right. Absolutely. Communication it's just really important. It helps the marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can communicate with each other, you got it made.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes you have to learn to communicate.
Yeah, sometimes.
You know, but it'll work. And as long as you're communicating, the jealousy is just not going to be there. It's impossible for it to be there.
Right. Well, I don't say it's impossible, but it's lessened.
Okay.
It's not as dramatic, I would say.
Okay. I'll agree with you.
All right. So the next one, Charlie, I'll let you take it.
You always let me have these kind, don't you?
Well,
Dear Central South, what is the kinkiest thing you have done?
Oh boy. I think I know yours. I think you're going to say the kinkiest thing you have done you could either go the gangbang or the glory hole.
Or the all-female orgy.
Yeah, one of those three.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be, depending on what you consider super kinky, I think everybody would consider the glory hole kinky. I don't know that everybody would necessarily consider a gangbang, because it was kind of a vanilla gangbang,
yeah,
as kinky.
That's true.
Some would consider it drastically kinky, right?
That was not in the lifestyle. Right. What? And everybody probably would think the girl orgy was kinky, because there was no guys.
Right.
Well, there were. Y'all were just watching. But right. And that might have been the kinkiest part.
Yeah, I would say mine was probably filming you either at the glory hole or at the gangbang.
Well, then we need to get you out there to do something else.
I know, I'm telling you. That was probably the kinkiest. I mean, I had some pretty fun sex in high school, but
I don't know. Our first time was pretty kinky at the house with the...
Yeah, that wasn't as kinky, now. I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Teaching everybody how to fist their wives and...
I mean, that was kinky, but not kinky kinky. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a lot.
Than videoing.
No. No, I think it's pretty taboo to consider, for most people, to consider videoing their wife doing something like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Thanks. I mean...
We got to get you out there, dude. Girls, hit me up.
All right. So I'll take the next one. What do you guys think about Asaa Akira's comments on Barstool Sports about sleeping with a 13-year-old? So I had to do some research on this one. So let me clarify her comments. What she said was not that she did sleep with a 13-year-old.
But she would.
She would. She said she doesn't think it should be illegal because a 13-year-old boy would want to have sex with her anyway. So it's not rape in any shape or form.
She's only 35.
She's only 35. Right. Yeah. 13, and she is 35. Pretty hot.
Yes.
Oh, and one of our friends had a friend that married her and divorced her.
One of our friends?
I found out about it because I posted it to a chat group. He was like, yeah, I had a friend that married her.
You don't have to tell me who when we're off.
And then the guy started doing gay porn after he divorced her. It was
what
funny.
What does that say?
I don't know.
Maybe there's a reason why she needs a 13-year-old boy.
I'm not making any... accusations there. I'm just saying it was a little bit, it's just funny. So what do I think about the comments? So one, I think from a guy's perspective, most of us guys, when we hear about an older woman teacher sleeping with one of her students, usually when he's above the age 13 or above, usually we're like, depending on his level of maturity, we're like, lucky bastard.
And yours. Right? I mean, depends on your age range.
No, usually it doesn't matter the girl with the guys, most of the time we think, eh, who cares? Now, I admit that's wrong, right? I don't think it's something you should seek out, but I understand where she was coming from, right? Most, now, if the kid was is immature, then it's really wrong, right? So it's hard. I know where she's coming from because that's a lot of guys' sentiments. I mean, I've been in the locker rooms and I've heard the talk, right? I know what we say. My personal feelings. No. Like, I could probably go at 15, all right, right? 16, okay. 17, there's no fucking difference. Like, what does it matter? But 13 is probably at that cusp because there's such a difference in 13-year-olds that it's at that line to where there's no way you can excuse it.
There's still that immaturity stage at that point. Just now getting into puberty, that's not what you would want your child.
No, you really wouldn't. Know. But I know that guys, because we all were horny at 13. I was horny younger, but we were all horny at 13. So guys had that mentality. Now, flip it and say a girl slept with an older guy at 13, we want to hang him and castrate him.
Yeah.
Like that's,
yeah, if it was a 13-year-old girl and a 35-year-old guy, yeah.
Yeah, we'd want to kill him.
I mean, be brave enough to go on TV and say it, right?
Right, well, she didn't go on TV. She went on a podcast, but yeah.
But it's still, I mean,
yeah, I know.
It's a video.
I know. So, what's your opinion, Charlie? What do you think?
Oh, I thought I just gave it.
Oh, you did. But what do you think about...
I
think she was dumb for saying it.
I think she was dumb for saying it. I think she thought she was being cute. We watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched it together. When he started researching, he told me to come over and look. And I don't know if she was trying to turn on her fans, if she was just trying to get more...
Shock value. She is known for doing shock value type stuff.
Because... I just can't see it. No, I don't agree with it. I'm like you know, 16, 17, it's the maturity level 99% of the time is so different than a 13-year-old.
Oh yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I do not agree with it. I don't agree with it. And I'm hoping that she was just doing that for the shock value.
Yeah, totally.
You know.
Totally. And let's be clear, statutory rape is still rape.
That's right.
So, we're not condoning it any
not at all.
I was making a joke because that is what guys will say to each other about that. Like, the kid should shut up. It's like, but it's more serious than that. All right. So next one, Charlie. I think this one is all in your wheelhouse, sweetheart.
I lost it.
No.
Yes. There it is. All right. Dear Central South, I want to explore my hot wife side, but not sure how to approach my husband. That wasn't very hard. You wanted me to do that too.
Well,
but I mean,
I don't think it's like, how did you do it, right? I think the question is, I'm scared.
It that kind of goes back to, and really the approach is, are you already in the lifestyle? Right.
Well, so let me.
I mean, how do you want me to look at that?
Let me tell you how I interpreted this question. Is, hey guys, I have this desire. I want to be a hot wife. I want to have a bull in my life. I want that kind. I've looked at the porn. I've watched the videos. I'm interested. I've read the stories. I'm interested, but I don't think my husband will let me. I don't think he would be amenable to it. How would you approach him? That's how I kind of read it, is like, how would you approach him in this circumstance for hot wife?
I think, you know, if communication would have to be open, and if you approach your husband, you would have to just, again, you know, talk about it. Say, this is what turns me on. It's not nothing against you, because I could see jealousy coming in if you explained it the wrong way.
Right? Yeah, certainly.
So it really just, be honest. Hey, this is what I really like. You know, this is, you know, I really want to try this. Can we do it once? What do you think? What are your thoughts? How do you feel about it? I'm not saying that you're a cuck. I mean, you know, or maybe she is,
Maybe her desire is for him to be a cuck.
You know, so that one's a hard one, I think. But
I think it's a little bit easier.
As long as their communication is open, it's easy.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever. So I think it's easier than some of the others that might come up, right? But I don't think it's completely easy, and I'll tell you why. One, there's lots of porn out there about it that makes it look like the greatest thing ever.
Right.
So what I would tell you is start, like, set your man down, put one of those videos on, start playing with him. As it gets hot, start giving him head, and then see his reaction.
Right.
Play that night. If his reaction is very positive, you might say, would you like to see me do that? Right? Would that turn you on to see me do that? If yes, you're in, right? There's like, then you have to keep the levels of communication up. Start, you know, maybe one time you start talking about the rules and start laying down the foundations.
Right.
About why that is your desire. And it may be your husband completely satisfies you. It's just that it's not that your husband's small. It's not that your husband can't perform in bed, but it's something else about that. Maybe it's maybe your husband is one of those husbands that adores you and puts you up on a pedestal and won't just fuck you and not care.
Right.
And that's what you want. Right. And he can't bring himself emotionally to give it to you that way. So, you know, maybe, you know, maybe that's the reason why, but you need to start having those conversations, I think.
Right. It's probably going to take more than one conversation before start. And if you do jump right into it, then be careful. You know, just make sure that I just don't recommend that at all.
And here's the thing. Do not, whatever you do, don't just decide to go and make your husband a cuck without talking to him.
Right.
That's probably, in several cases, that would be a way to get yourself a quick divorce.
Absolutely.
And he would have the evidence to bury you in the divorce. Don't do it. But it's not worth ruining him emotionally or ruining yourself emotionally. That's because they could have negative impacts on both, and it's probably not worth losing your marriage. But it's worth talking about.
Correct.
And even if he says no, maybe the fantasies of watching the videos, maybe he role plays with you, and that's enough to satisfy your urges.
I was going to say, what about the other way around? What if he wants her to do it?
That's another good one. So let's talk about the flip side of that. For us, it wasn't really a conversation like that because we both knew, like, we like to watch each other.
Right.
So it was a little different. And our dynamic is not really hot wife. We're not hot. Cuck.
Yeah. No, it's not at all.
It's more like stag vixen, really.
Yeah.
But
if you want to even name it.
Right. Yeah. For the husband that wants to see your wife, I would say the same is also true. Start with the sexy videos, the porn, if you watch porn together. Start with the sexy videos. Maybe if she's not into porn, maybe erotica around the topic.
Right.
Lit Erotica has some great content about hot wifing, and some of it's very sensual and very sexual. Maybe you start by reading that together, right? Broach the topic during sex and oral sex and, you know, things like that to kind of loosen it and make it easier. But the conversations have to be had. So what, in my personal opinion, what you can't do or you shouldn't do is repress it. If it's a desire, you should talk about it.
That's correct. And you cannot get upset if they're not happy with it at first, right? Because
they probably won't be.
No, you're throwing something at them and that they didn't expect, right? Maybe they didn't expect. I think either one of us would have expected it. But, you know, that they would, you know, I mean, because if he's coming at her with it, you know, but he really doesn't want to be a cuck, so it's really the wrong word, but most people call it hot wife anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, there's so many things about it. Just
probably don't even give it a name at first. Just say, I want to see you with somebody else.
Right. You're
so beautiful. I want to see you get fucked by somebody else so I can watch you.
Right.
So I often say, Charlie's my personal porn star. Believe that with all my, because she is, she's my personal porn star. But maybe she would find that attractive, that you see her in that beautiful and in that light, right? That you want to just sit back and be the audience for the show.
Right.
You know, and there's even the hot husband aspect, right? I would say reverse.
I didn't think about that one, yeah.
I would even say reverse. I mean, the same thing is true there, right? If you want your husband to be the hot husband, tell him, you know, hey, listen, you're my personal porn
star. We need to have a talk later.
Like, I want you to have cake. I want you to, you know,
yeah,
I want
it too.
Well, they call the female the wife brings in for the husband cake.
Well, I just want you to eat her too.
So, I would, you know, maybe you have those kind of, like, I want to see you please me so well. You're so handsome. You're so attractive. You're so masculine. I want to see you please another woman while I sit over and watch and masturbate. It'll fulfill some fantasies. The same thing for the husband. If you want that, start having the conversations. That one's a little bit more difficult, but it's, you know, you have to talk about it. My fear for anyone that has these desires, that if you don't talk about it, you'll cheat.
Yep.
If you don't at least try, you'll cheat.
You just talk. Communication. You'll hear, I know we'll say that in most of our podcasts probably. Communication is so important. It's really important. So get out there, talk about it. Doesn't have to be that subject. It could be any kind of any kink.
Any kink, of them.
You know, any. You should have seen my face when you asked me about glory holes. You know, I love it. So anyway, that's just talk.
Yep. So let's go on to the next one. Oh boy. Dear Sensual South, I would really like to play with Charlie, and I'll amend this, or Ken. How can I go about making that happen? Well, a couple of things. One, if you see us at a party or we announce that we're going somewhere, come up and talk to us. Probably don't be pushy. Right? Be friendly.
Okay. He's being nice. Don't be pushy.
Right? We are very, while Charlie is the more outgoing, I'm the more reserved, but we're very friendly people. So talk to us.
That's right.
We don't come up, guys, don't walk up to my wife and tell her that, oh, you want to fuck me because I have a 12-inch dick. She's probably going to humiliate you and make you look like an asshole. So don't do that. It will be funny, and I'll laugh my ass off at you. We like genuine people. Right. So come up and introduce yourself. Be genuine.
That's right.
And that's the easiest way to play with either one of us.
Right.
Right? We want honest, genuine people that we have fun with.
Right. We're on, you know, swinger sites. If you can figure out which one we are. Message us.
Yeah.
You know, we always meet first, and we're not these people that like to play text messages, you know, or anything like that. It's not hard.
Yep.
Just be yourself, woman or man.
So the next one kind of goes with this one, and I'm just going to loop them together. So I'll go ahead and take this next one too, which is, I want to play with you both. Same thing.
Right.
Right. Just guys, if you're a single guy, we're much more selective. So, meaning that, we'll have conversations and we'll continue to have conversations, but they will go on for a while.
Yes.
Because we're not always looking for a single man, but I will tell you that up front. We're currently not looking.
Nope.
But if that comes up again, hey, we'll keep you in mind. And again, the things that put you at the front is politeness, hygiene, things like that.
Seriously, and I know you guys have listened to the podcast about me with the single guy. What won him over? Was the picture. When I asked for a picture, I didn't get a dick pic. I got a picture of him and his mom. It was funny.
Yeah.
Right? It's like,
it was endearing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, endearing, it was. Yeah. It was, you know, it was respectful, I guess, you know, yeah. And he was very respectful. And so, right, just be yourself.
Yeah, and
if
helps.
You're the kind of person that says, I want you to suck my 12-inch dick, then don't bother. Just telling you.
Yeah. All right, Charlie, you're up next.
All right, let's see. Dear Sensual South, I'm having a hard time performing in bed. I'm a 51-year-old man and just can't seem to keep it hard all the time. Can you please give me some advice? Even though it's a man, I can tell you several things. First thing is see your doctor.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe not your doctor.
Actually,
I would say
a GP first.
You think so?
Yeah, because...
You know
erectile,
where I was going with
that. Right. Erectile dysfunction can be due to heart conditions.
Okay, that's true.
So have your heart checked. Right. Right? Tell the doctor why you're there. Don't be shy. But you're there. He really and ask if you tell him you're having erectile problems. Some doctors will just prescribe you, want to say, okay, well, we'll give you some Viagra. Okay, but
take it for now, but Don't stay
go
there.
Go ask him, say, can you check my heart functions? Mm-hmm. And he may send you to a cardiologist, but make sure your heart is healthy enough. Because you could have blocked arteries and you not know, and your erectile dysfunction is your first sign. And if they catch it that early, fixing the problem is easier.
Yes.
It is so much easier. So do that first.
Then number two is hormone therapy, right?
Hormone therapy.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
And even at 51, you're in that range to where testosterone probably won't clear it all, but it will help. So go have your hormones checked and get on replacement therapy. I mean, all my friends think I'm a broken record. The minute somebody hits 35, you need to be on testosterone. Like, don't even question it. Go get it. Like, just do it.
Or at least go see the doctor.
At least go see the doctor, right? And don't get normal ranges. Get normal ranges for a 21-year-old.
You can't go to a GP for, well, you can go to a GP for hormone therapy, but they don't do it like the hormone therapy guys do or the females do. And I'm just going to say, girls, same thing.
Yeah.
If you're having an issue, it's probably hormone issues.
Yep.
There's
some other things I'll give this guy an advice. So maybe he's on hormone replacement therapy. Maybe he's had his heart checked and all of that's okay. And he's still having problems. So the number one thing that I'll tell you is success breeds success. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to guess at 51, you don't masturbate, or at least not often.
Really?
They're not us, Charlie.
Well, you're not 51 yet.
No, but Charlie, we have sex enough a day. I don't know that I have time to masturbate between everything else. I guess I could give up eating. I don't know. So I give up sleep, I guess, if I wanted to masturbate. But I'm guessing that you're not getting erections frequently like you were when you were younger. Masturbate. Get your toys.
I'm gonna say get a toy.
Watch porn. Yep. That helps. If that will increase, because the more you're successful at that and get out of your head when you're with your partner about, oh, I have an erectile function, think about, well, I just masturbated and shot a load across the room. I'm fine.
Right.
Right. Be more positive about your interaction. You'll probably have more successful interaction. Success breeds success. If that still doesn't work correctly, go see somebody about PRP. They call it the P-shot.
And that would be an assist. I can't say that word. You know what I'm trying to say.
A doctor of an aesthetics doctor.
Aesthetic. That's how you say it. Aesthetics.
I think so. What? Anyway, you'll find people that do it. And there's
PRP.
Yeah, there's a Gainswave treatment that they can do that helps. There's also the PRP shot that helps. Now the PRP shot does have, for a lot of men, has a side effect of a little bit of penis growth. So a little bit of penis enlargement.
I have never heard of a guy that would complain with that.
No, well, some women might.
Yes.
But most guys wouldn't. But go get that. Now, I will tell you that some of these can be a little pricey. So you might be okay with like going to see a doctor like your urologist and getting on daily Cialis. But I would encourage you to save if you can and get PRP and Gainswave treatment. Both of those will severely help with your erection. I mean, I think they're godsends in a lot of ways. So, and I've had them all done. So,
and insurance probably won't pay for this, but if you have, what is that called through work? FSA?
Yeah.
The flexible spending, believe it or not, it did.
It did. Yeah. So, do your research, but figure it out. And like I said, you could probably get by with just daily Cialis or daily Viagra.
That's not good for your heart. There it goes all over again, right?
Right. I mean, if you're already healthy, it's not going to hurt. But again, success breeds success, right?
Yes.
So I would encourage you to get the other treatments.
I just mean, don't stay on it. You know, get the other treatments.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Charlie, you're up.
I thought I did that one. Okay. Dear Central
South. Oh, you did. I'm next.
No. Bye, dude. Go for it, baby.
All right. Can you both tell me about your favorite sexual experience? That's easy. The first time I was with Charlie.
Yes. Absolutely. And he knows that's mine. I actually tell him that all the time.
So,
yes.
Okay, besides that, what's our favorite? I mean, besides that we're absolutely in love and our favorite time is when we were with each other the first time. What else?
It was amazing.
I know I am. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm thinking. It's not that, I mean, there's, everything's been always so good. I mean, we've been really lucky. Honestly, I think my gangbang was because it was something different at the time, mm-hmm. right? And you were there and, you know, and
I the video's awesome.
Yeah, the video's awesome. I could, you know, it's just something about having that happen and you see your husband's face and he's not frowning. You know, you, he had a big smile on his face and believe it or not, next, you know.
Right.
I really think that was one of my favorites.
So that's a good one. I think that for me, there's a couple that come to mind. The one is the first time we played with our unicorn.
Yes. Yeah, I have to agree with that.
Sasha was amazing. That was, yes. that was one of my favorites. But also our first time swinging together. Our first singing experience was one of my favorites.
Yes.
So that was, so those are one of my two. And if I had to pick one, I'd probably say it was our first time swinging. Because it was all new and exciting and, you know, so that was one of my first.
A lot of things happened that night.
Yes. Lots of things. It's an interesting story. Okay.
Have we told that on here yet?
Yeah. Maybe. We'll listen. We'll probably have to do it again. I mean, I lost track of some of them. All right. So this last one's on you.
Dear Sensual South, is there anything you haven't done that you would like to do? I'm sure there is, but I don't know what it is. I know you're probably laughing like Ken is right now, but and he'll tell you I say this because he'll ask me every once in a while, honey, which one do? Which one do different? What, you know, what's something new? I'm like, I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because sometimes I learn more from other people. Like someone say, hey, let's do this or this. And it's like, oh, really? That's possible? I don't know if there's anything out there that we haven't done that I know about.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Here, let me challenge you on that one.
Uh-uh.
No, this is going to be fun.
Uh-oh. I'm in trouble.
Okay. So, you haven't done an all-anal gangbang.
Nope, I haven't.
You haven't done a blowbang.
Nope, I haven't. You haven't either.
It's true.
Just kidding.
I'm probably never going to do a blowbang or a gangbang. Sorry.
I know that. I'm just kidding.
Unless it's a reverse gangbang. Then I'm all about that one.
Yes, yes.
So you haven't done those two, I know.
No, I haven't. And they would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be fun. I think the thing I've really been wanting to do a lot lately, though, and I've tried to set this up several times, but it's hard, was the reverse gangbang.
Yeah. It's not as easy.
And that, I know that probably would be one of my favorites once I get it to happen.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. For me.
Yes, you.
Reverse gangbang. For sure. No doubt.
This is just something, guys, that we have been trying to set up. And with God, and I hate to say this, with guys, you put out there, you're going to have a gangbang, but everybody's lining up at the door.
Right. Half of them won't show up, was it? Right. But
thank gosh,
you just
right.
schedule double the amount that you actually want, and then you got it about right.
But the girls, they're difficult to get that many, you know, to actually call it a true gangbang.
Yeah.
It'd be that many. Mm. It's hard.
I know one other. What? Well, I don't know if this is me, but I actually want to see you in a professional porn shoot.
With you?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to be there somewhere.
All right.
That's probably yours, but I would do it for you. You know that.
So, well, you know, I've really enjoyed this episode so far.
I have too.
The interactions.
This is.
So thank you everyone who wrote in. I mean, we really enjoy getting the feedback and things like that, no matter how you get it to us. So there's a couple of things, some housekeeping. Yeah, because I don't like to clean.
I know, that's why I said keeping.
topics that I want to cover. So one, we've been talking for a while, and I know I promised you guys that we would have OnlyFans set up. We're not going to go that route. It's too flaky, and it's not really the content we want to do anyway. So what we've decided to do is Patreon, and I'm going to go and starting this week, I'll get that set up. I think what we're going to do is have a $5 tier, mm-hmm. a $10 tier, and a $20 tier. And the $5 tier will get you access to special channels on Discord, and also allow you to message Charlie or I directly on the on Discord, and it will it will allow certain types of chat to take place.
Right,
more fun chat than what you would answer on Reddit or anywhere else.
Right. More fun text chat.
Right. Yes. $10 will probably also include that plus some private content.
And what would that private content be?
Our playtimes.
I know. I would just make sure they knew.
And then the $20 will include that plus bonus shows. And the bonus shows will be video. We won't initiate the $20 tier at first. That'll take us a little bit because we have to finish the studio. Right. But that will be coming.
So is the video just us talking?
Yes.
Okay.
You might be nude because you are always nude.
Oops.
So, no, it will be video in the live shows. So there will be the live shows done like this, where it's just audio, right? And we'll allow the $5 feed to get access to that.
Right.
The $20 feed will get that same live show with video.
With video?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, I like that.
Yeah. So it should be fun. Oh, and forgot to mention, the $20 tier will also get special invites to where we're going to be. So if we're going to go to Knoxville at a hotel party, we'll let everybody know and we'll do a meet and greet there. But you have to be the $20 tier to get that access.
I like that.
So, because we want to meet our members.
We do.
Right?
We do.
Right. So, and we'll probably refine this over time, guys. We're new. We're not geniuses at this.
No, this is our first.
But here's a little call to action for you guys. So one, if you're listening, join our Discord, go to our Twitter page, to our Facebook page. Charlie, can you post the Discord on, SLS, the Discourse?
No,
link?
They don't. I'll try.
Okay.
They would not let me do the podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, okay. Anyway, we'll figure it out. So right now, just go to either Facebook or Twitter, and we'll put a link to where you can join our Discord server. Now, when you join, you will have to have a verified email address, and you will have to accept our rules, and we will enforce the rules. We're not scared to enforce the rules. We're looking for moderators to help us with that. Right now, there's a bot helping us. So please, if you're interested, and we already know you, and there's several listeners that we already know personally, and you would like to be a moderator to help out, let us know. We'll give you mod status, and we'll talk through some things.
Help us out.
Help us out. Save us. So there's that. Where was I at? I got lost. Oh yeah, go to those sites, get our link to our Discord, join up. Here's another one. On any place that you can rate our podcast and write a review, please do. That helps us so much get exposure. Tell your friends. If you know friends that are interested in things like this, sexy talk, you know, maybe they want sex help, maybe they're interested in the sexy stories, whatever. Tell them about the cast. We really have enjoyed a lot of growth here. And we want to keep that going because we feel like the more people we reach, the more we can help. Because again, we're not doctors. Like we're not psychiatrists or psychologists. We're just people who have life experience. And sometimes that life experience might be able to help you.
Agreed.
Now, we do have some shout outs to give.
I do. I do know what I was looking up. First of all, we post our podcast on several different Reddit sites. Not all of them will allow us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Some have. And I want to say it was Swag Vixen. I'm trying to do it off the top of my head. Vixen. Stag Vixen. I know I won't mention all of them because I won't think about it. I think it was Alabama Swingers or Alabama Hookups. One of those did. Yeah. And, or both may have done that. There's another one. I think it's called Just Swingers or something. Or Tennessee Swingers. Mm-hmm. Tennessee Swingers, I think it is. Have allowed us to put our show out there. And we can do it as many times as we want. They don't argue. And we did it the other day. And I'm not going to lie. I forgot the last couple times to put them out there. And one guy actually was like, oh, my God, I'm thankful for this because I couldn't find you. And I just want to have a call out for him because he was just saying that – I'm trying to find his words, guys.
As you can see, we don't do show prep.
Yeah, we don't. We don't. We're all just like, you know – where's it at? Yeah, I can't find it. But I just want to say, Reddit user, Phil for Fun, awesome chatting with you the other day. I can't wait to see if you actually log in and chat
with us
and
on Discord
and tell us about. I think actually we want to do a show with you considering he's a manicorn.
Yeah.
I told you about him.
Yep.
He's a manicorn, and I would love to do a story on that because do you ever hear that?
I've never heard that before.
I have never.
I think I told him that. I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. Okay. Who else?
Then we have another Reddit username, SocialScientist84.
Mm-hmm.
He loved the glory hole one,
mm-hmm.
and he asked about the other side.
Hmm.
You know, because we gave it through a female's perspective, mm-hmm. right? And he actually, you know, said, hey, it was really built for this reason, right?
Right.
For the bisexual guys that didn't want somebody to know and they're filling their fantasies and stuff like that. And he actually, very smart man.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the link I sent you. He sent me his, it wasn't a resume, but it was a link of what he does for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
And, anyway, he would like to do a podcast with us. I think it would be great.
Yeah, and I think I remember that one. And I said, "Hey, tell him that we don't know very much about that side. We must admit we're naive to that right. side. So we would have to do some more research. And he had some insight. We'd like to talk to him. So even if he doesn't want to do a podcast, maybe if he wouldn't mind jumping on a Zoom call, and let's talk about it and let's get his input.
He did join Discord. I'll show you which one he is. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Hey man, if you're on our Discord, message us. We'll spin up a private room where nobody else can, or a private channel where nobody else can see it but us. And let's talk about this because I really want to do that topic from that perspective.
A big hint. You talked to him, but you didn't know who he was because I didn't talk to you yet.
Okay.
So you've already kind of chatted and got acquainted, so it'd be really great.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
And one more was user Dapper Dave 4626. He was just saying that he thought we were for real. We were unique. We told it how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a good time at it. He loves the way we just, I don't know, we handle our, you know, handle everything. We don't. Right. You know, we never put anybody down. Right.
And we're not braggadocious.
We're not right. We just kind of tell how, what we feel, what we think.
Right.
And he also sent me an award. So I have an award in Reddit now.
Oh,
so,
you suck. I don't have one.
But he actually said, when I told him thanks for that, he said, you're very welcome. He said, y'all deserve some recognition for the great effort.
Oh, thanks.
So
that's awesome.
I wanted to give him some kudos for being out there.
Now, one of the things that we want to do too, and thank you, Charlie, for that, is we've got a lot of help from the guys over at Wholesome Addiction.
Yes.
So if you guys like a good podcast, talks about porn from, you know, and life and stuff from a just another average everyday person perspective, those guys are hilarious. Really love those guys. Go check them out. And I swear to God, we're going to get those guys on the cast. I'm going to hound operator until he does a joint cast.
They
with
call
us.
Me Mrs. Ken. Mrs. Ken's gonna have to go down there and go get them.
Well, down there, I mean, one of them lives in Minnesota, the other one's in Wisconsin, the other one's in Dallas. You'll be going a long way.
I'll take a road trip. You heard me, guys. You heard me.
So, all right, that's been the show for tonight. I think we've rambled for a while and talked for a while and had a good time. Again, guys, we're going to start doing these live on Discord every show. Hopefully the audience will grow and grow and grow, and we can have some live interactions during them. So anyway, that's it for now. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.